So let's talk to Rick Neuheisel, who is analyst for the SEC on CBS and weekdays does a great radio show, Full Ride with Chris Childers. That is Rick Neuheisel. Rick, Vince, and John here in Knoxville. How are you, Rick?
What's up, boys? I'm cruising into Grand Central Station as we speak right now, so all is well.
Yep, and for your in-studio duties, and you got a chance to get a look at Tennessee and Florida last weekend. What were a couple of your biggest takeaways from Tennessee kind of getting off the schneid? Not kind of, definitely getting off the schneid, having previously lost 16-17 to the Gators.
Well, before we talk about Hendon Hooker, who was my takeaway one, takeaway two, takeaway three,
right,
let's also talk about an unbelievable crowd.
Yeah.
Neyland Stadium was rocking, and it was fun for us in the studio to take that all in. It was really really a great scene and what college football is all about.
For sure. So give us your – I remember when I caught up with you at SEC Football Media Days, you were, as I was reminding John and our listeners about all the options that Hendon Hooker has within a play and how dangerous that offense is with that and the tempo that Josh Heupel runs this offense with. And they got out to the big lead and then hung on. What were your biggest standout thoughts on Hendon Hooker from that game?
Well, the guy is so cool as the quarterback. I mean, he's just very aware of what Josh Heupel wants to get done with the offense. He understands there are options, whether it be take a quick throw to one of the wideouts if they're uncovered, forcing a team into the box. If they're not in the box, he's going to run the ball, whether it's handing it off to the running back or keeping it himself. He's just very, very aware. And what makes him ultra dangerous is he never turns it over.
Yeah.
Now, I know all Volunteer fans are knocking on wood that continues. But the bottom line is, this is a guy, as we go through Grand Central Station, I apologize. This is a guy that is, equipped to just make the right decision time and time again. And that makes him just the absolute perfect quarterback for Josh's system. Add a defense that's given up less than 20 points a game, giving up less than 100 yards a game rushing. You've got the makings of a championship team. I know that's early in the deal, but you knock off one of the teams that's troubled you, there's no reason you can't play with the teams that are left on the schedule.
Rick, don't worry about the background noise. That's some of us over here. We're at a high school game, and an ambulance is backing in. So we're contributing to the background noise, so don't worry about it at all.
That's
okay,
right.
Good to know.
Coach, you mentioned the crowd, and it really was something to see. We saw something like this last year when Ole Miss came to Knoxville, but to see a sellout against Akron, then the sellout against Florida, and you, of course, were a part of that as you built or rebuilt programs when you were a head coach. What does it mean to a staff and players when you see that kind of support as to say, yeah, we're here with you. We see what you're doing.
There's nothing like that kind of energy. There's nothing like it. And it becomes the 12th man. I know we have Texas A&M kind of cornered the market on that saying, but when you are in earnest, when you're there giving your all and you can feel that on the field, it's why, you make diving catches, which was the kid made right before the end of the half. It's why Brew McCoy all of a sudden, is a 100-yard receiver. I mean, all these guys are playing to their highest level because they just want to entertain a crowd that is dying to be into the action. It's really fun stuff.
You don't get to pick when your open date happens, but tell me, when you were a coach, what did you appreciate most? One that was well-timed where you had a chance to get guys healthy, or did you prefer one that was a little deeper into the season? How did you always try to get the most out of an open date?
I think this one comes at a perfect time for Tennessee because it was an emotional win. And when you're coming off an emotional win, it's hard to not want to keep hearing about the, the attaboys that you get on campus, that you get around town. So for them to heal, I know Cedric Tillman's trying to get better. For them to heal and also get over the emotion of the victory and get back to business and fixing the things that are showing up on tape that can be fixed, that's an important deal. So I think this comes at a perfect time for Josh.
Rick Neuheisel from the SEC on CBS. See him in studio for each week's game. It'll be Alabama at Arkansas on CBS this Saturday. And Rick joining us here on Sports Talk. I'm Vince Ferrara with John Wilkerson. Rick, Tennessee's defense, fans, that's been their biggest criticism of this team, even though they're 4-0 coming off a win in Florida. There's now the standards are starting to rise. Now you're a top 10 team and you want more, and that defense certainly has to improve. What did you see or have you seen from this Tennessee defense and some of the big plays, the open receivers that they have given up and missed tackles they've had to this point?
Well, I think that Tim Banks is, you know, making it a priority to stop the run, which is kind of what the axiom is for most defensive coordinators. If you believe you can win games by running the ball and stopping the run, then that's what you do. And he has done that. They're giving up less than 100 yards a game. All of a sudden, you know, the Pitt quarterback gets nicked up. You've got them one-handed. You've got a chance to win that game, and they get it done. You obviously, in the Florida game, Anthony Richardson, you couldn't let him beat you with his legs. So Anthony's going to have some opportunities when you get a running quarterback. He's going to have some opportunities to get single coverage, and he took advantage of it. Give Anthony Richardson a pat on the back for that, but he didn't beat you. And as a matter of fact, the score was 38-21 before it got crazy there. So I think that things are going perfectly for Tennessee, and yet they've got everybody's attention because there are big plays being given up, and so there's some things that can be corrected in the man-to-man world and in the single-high world when you are predicated to beat the run game.
I know LSU, before they get to Tennessee, host Tennessee, they have to take care of business against Auburn this weekend, but LSU is largely playing better. What are some key points to note about what LSU is right now?
You know, it's going to be very interesting to watch that game because both are built the same way. Both are built to, you know, be able to feature a running quarterback. Jaden Daniels for LSU is certainly equipped to do that. All you had to do is watch the end of the game against Florida State, and you can see what he can do with his legs. Those were not necessarily scripted runs, but you can understand how they will evolve to that. And then you've got, Hendon Hooker on the other side. This is going to be one of those games where defenses are going to be into the box, forcing one-on-ones outside, and whoever executes the best outside in those one-on-one environments, whether it be receiver making a play or the quarterback making the perfect throw, that's really what that game's going to come down to in my mind.
Coach, if you don't mind, can we jump outside the SEC? I just want to get your thoughts on who wins the Neuheisel
Let's
Bowl
go.
As Washington takes on UCLA.
Well, you know what? I said this on my TV show the other day that, they have this segment where we have one thought, so I always do it with a rhyme. I said it was an honor to coach at both of those schools. I had lots of wins and laughs. I'm going with UCLA in this game because my son is on the staff. That's it. I mean, keep it in the family, right? It'll be a great game. Again, just like we talked about Hendon Hooker and Jaden Daniels in that matchup in the Bayou next week, you've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Michael Penix. Michael Penix is resurrected. He was, kept getting hurt at Indiana, was inconsistent. But the guy that he threw for, you know, two-thirds completion percentage, 67%, was Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer was the offensive coordinator there before becoming the head coach at Fresno State. So with that being said, he gets reunited. There's some confidence there. There's some trust. And they've got a relationship where all of a sudden they're scoring points again. And the Husky fans, having been so terrible offensively last year, are thrilled to death. So 4-0 versus 4-0 in the Rose Bowl. Chip Kelly and Dorian Thompson-Robinson are going to be excited to be hosting those dogs.
Michael Penix, one-time Tennessee commit, as that was a while ago. But
was he really? I didn't know that.
Yep. During a coaching change to Pruitt is when
I can't slide anything. I can't slide anything by you, checkerboard boys.
Hey, unfortunately, as you know, during the Jeremy Pruitt era, there's a lot of players that left and moved on. Even last year for Josh Heupel. In the transition, there was a lot of players that went elsewhere, so that's trickled without. All right, your game on CBS, Alabama at Arkansas. Obviously, Bama's a big favorite. And what kind of shot do you give Sam Pittman and that crew to pull that upset at home?
You know, I give him a puncher's chance. I do. I think let's talk Arkansas. Let's talk positive Arkansas. KJ Jefferson is the absolute perfect running quarterback because we can see that his passing game is evolving. He's going to get single high coverage because they've got to gang the box because he's a running back. And he's learned how to take advantage of it. The difficulty for them is they don't have Treylon Burks anymore. Treylon Burks in this game against Alabama last year had almost 180 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. So somebody's got to step up for Arkansas and get that done. Whether it's Jaden Hazelwood, the transfer from Oklahoma, or somebody else, somebody's got to step up. But if that happens, then I think that there's a chance in front of a home crowd, much like we just saw in Knoxville last week, I think that there's a chance that this could go their way. They're going to need Alabama to stumble a little bit. But Alabama, since Jameson Williams and John Meshi got hurt, have not been the same throwing the football. Now, they've been able to run it. These two teams, Arkansas and Alabama, I think are 9th and 10th in running the football in the country. So they haven't necessarily needed it. But when you saw that Texas game, that was close because they were not separating. They were not making the plays that we'd seen over and over with Meshi and Williams. And before them, you know, Judy, Ruggs, Devontae Smith, and Jaden Waddle. They just don't have those guys, or at least if they do, they haven't blossomed like those guys have blossomed. So with that being said, in front of a raucous crowd, the ball doesn't bounce always the right way with the football, I think Arkansas has a chance. I'm not necessarily banking on it, but I would not be surprised that game gets into the fourth quarter and some magic happens for the Hogs.
They'll have the game and the breakdown, SEC on CBS, 3:30 kickoff, Alabama at Arkansas on CBS. Rick, always nice to visit with you. Thank you so much for the time. Safe travels and finish that off, and we'll talk to you soon.
The hustle and bustle of a train station, boys. Nothing like it. You guys enjoy your beautiful little southern city and enjoy the rest of the SEC season.
Sure will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. It's Rick Neuheiser from CBS and SiriusXM.
Yep. Sure to appreciate the time and joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.